It is Tuesday, the day after the first real political contest of the 2016 presidential race, and no matter where you are, in Iowa or New Hampshire perhaps, you're on Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown, and it's great to have you with us. We don't really have to tell you for the 273rd time what happened last night now, do we? It makes the title to Gail Collins' 2013 book look somewhat prescient. As Texas Goes, she called it. Though it is worth noting, Collins' treatise on Texas's role in the national picture was far from attractive. Another take, one less reliant on stereotypes, is Erica Greeter's Big, Hot, Cheap, and Right. The premise is the same, however, that if you want to understand what's happening in the nation at large, you need to understand the unusual politics of Texas. Today, the most prominent advocate of that message, that less is more when it comes to government, has a big head start on a voyage he hopes will end at the White House, Ted Cruz, beating the presumably unbeatable with a little help from his friends. Friends like former Governor Rick Perry and a certain Lieutenant Governor of Texas who joins us now on the line from Des Moines. Dan Patrick, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hey, it's great to be on with you, David.
The media, the polls, everyone, it seems, were saying that this is supposed to be a neck-and-neck battle between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz last night in Iowa. What happened?
What happened was Ted had the best message. He was the best candidate. He had the best ground game, 12,000 volunteers literally on the ground. I was telling people yesterday before we started seeing the votes come in, when you have 12,000 volunteers, if you just get each one of those volunteers who's really committed to bring two people to the polls with them, you get 36,000 votes. Mm-hmm. So I was not surprised by the outcome of last night. I believed and told everyone here that I thought Ted would win. In fact, I even said I thought Trump could fall to 30, almost did. It was a great night for conservatives in America who have been looking for a candidate who not only has the right message, but has the team and the funding. 800,000 people averaging $67 a person who have contributed to the campaign. That's going to grow dramatically now. And so he leaves Iowa with the team, 200,000 volunteers in the rest of the country, ready to receive him in their state as he travels around the country.
Lieutenant Governor, the Cruz campaign is, in fact, getting a lot of credit for its ground game. In the run-up, there were reports of what sounded like a virtual army of Cruz supporters from Texas. Do you think Texas and its presence in Iowa was a decisive factor there?
It was a decisive factor, Dave. And here's the reason. On Saturday, for example, I was over at the headquarters and just contributing my time to make some calls. The team made 27,000 calls Saturday. Most of the people, not all, most of the people in the call centers were Texans. Now, there's a lady named Maggie Wright from Johnson County, for example, spent 49 days here. And remember, these are volunteers. They not only don't get paid, they pay their way to come here, the hotel, their food, their airfare, or their gasoline. So these are people fully committed. And we are a big state, Dave. I mean, we can mobilize armies, but there were church folks here. There were conservatives here, all kinds of folks, business people, moms, blue-collar workers, you name it. It was a cadre of people proud to come here and help.
I have to ask you about this as well, Lieutenant Governor. Former state senator from Fort Worth, you may have heard of her, was stumping for Hillary Clinton up in Iowa recently. I gather, you didn't happen to bump into Wendy Davis by any wild chance, did you?
Actually, I didn't. We were in different caucuses.
I bet you were.
And even though the caucuses may have been close in proximity, they were Grand Canyon apart in our policies.
Yes. Well, something that Senator Davis told us a few months back was that her door would be open to a possible offer to serve in a Clinton administration, which didn't come as a huge surprise. But it does raise a question, I suppose, Lieutenant Governor. If President Cruz were to tap you for a position, would you be interested in serving?
I can, Dave, clearly say 100% no. Being Lieutenant Governor of Texas is the best job next to being President of the United States, which I hope and believe that Ted will be. Lieutenant Governor of Texas is just a great job, and I love it. And to get a chance to make a real difference in the 12th largest economy in the world and the best state on the planet. And so this is where I'm going to be. And I'm helping Ted for no other reason than I'm a Christian conservative as he is. I'd like to see us have another Reagan in the White House. We really haven't even had a chance to vote for one. And so I'm all in with Ted, and I'm here in Texas to stay with four grandkids and two kids and my life in Texas. Being Lieutenant Governor allows me to serve the people of Texas and allows me to live in Texas. And so this is where I'm going to be.
Well, final question for you as you look forward, what is Cruz, Senator Cruz's next obstacle as you see it, and will you continue to be a part of that campaign personally?
Sure. I'm in for whatever they need. I went to one of the debates early in the campaign. He asked me to come on board back in September, and I was honored to do so as chair of Texas and to be a surrogate speaker for him to work with the media and volunteer wherever they need me. I'm going to New Hampshire. I'll be in New Hampshire this time next week, the day of the primary. But my focus right now is on Texas, Dave. Early vote starts 2 weeks from today, I believe, in Texas. And my goal, Ted is going to win Texas, no question. It's the margin of victory that's important, because the bigger the victory, the more delegates you win. We have 155 delegates in Texas. That's more delegates than Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada, the first four states combined. So that's my mission right now, is to be sure we win big in Texas starting 2 weeks from today.
Speaking with us from Des Moines, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick. Thanks very much for talking with The Standard.
Hey, Dave, it's my pleasure.